The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. By now you have most likely heard of the growing de-extinction movement. This is where eager geneticists believe it's possible to regenerate species like mastodons and woolly mammoths. The scary part is that this sort of thing is probably doable with today's technology and very hard to stop. But until recently, I didn't give de-extinction much thought, relegating it as a kind of scientific parlor trick. But now, they've gone too far. Entomological paleontologists believe that rather than begin with highly complex vertebrates, it would work best to first bring back extinct bugs. We're talking big bugs. And not just beetles the size of a Volkswagen, but dino-sized mosquitoes. Yes, including the giant prehistoric mosquito species Anopheles gigantus from the Pleistocene, whose females sported a 1-meter wingspan. While it is not known if gigantus was a vector for malaria, it is believed that they could make a human anemic in a single bite or carry off a small dog. I say these geneticists should take a deep breath and slowly back away from the test tube while there's still hope.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.